Let's go.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's Turbo Time.
On Turbo Driveline. Only on Sega Sonic Radio.
The number one source for Sonic music. Music.
Hey there, guys, and welcome to another edition of Turbo Drive Live, episode 115 on Sega Sonic Radio. I'm back again for another week of boredom. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yep, I'm back again. I have to be a little quiet. Yes, because apparently I have little ones in the vicinity. So yeah, I have to lower my voice and talk like the wildlife narrator with the breathing heavy voice who does it very softly. Ah, crap, I'm not gonna, you know, carry on with that. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's me again for another edition of the Turbo Drive Live series. I don't know if this is true or not, but I think this is the longest episodic live cast in SSR history. And you know why I say that is because I put it in my own page on the SSR website. Yes, obviously, like I said last time, the SSR website is now fully up and running. So if you ever want to know anything about my show or anyone else's shows on SSR, you can easily go there. You can find it on the main page of sonicstadium.org, or you can go to the URL, which is radio.sonicstadium.net, .org, sorry. And yes, of course, So anyway, I hope everyone can hear me, because apparently they're all talking about Team Fortress 2, which apparently I was on just about about half an hour or an hour ago. It was joyous. Very joyous. Hilarious as well. It was so hilarious, I'll talk about it later on in the show. But anyway, on to the nitty gritty for this week's show. We've got Sonic News Rewind, going to be coming up very shortly. Then we've got Turbo's First Impressions, which is my first impressions on a very easy game that I'll be talking about. And, if you also have any requests for the show, do send them to me, either to my email address, which is turbo@tfmx.co.uk, excuse me, or you can send them to the IRC chat room, which I'm in just now, which we have a good amount of listeners, including the almighty Chanbot. I don't know how he's almighty and whatnot, but hey, that is how it works. Then we have Joshua, and MK, and Flyby, and Rokanoid, Rokanoku, Rokanoke, Bafria, Blitzchris, D'Artagnan, Jogglesoft, Logo Kaz, Resident SD, who's thinking I'm a legend, which is absolutely not true. Spinball Wizard, who's playing Guitar Hero World Tour, you sellout. Shadow Fox 04, Staff, myself, Twin B Mark 2. Still don't know what happened to Mark 1. Earth Arts Vija, who had AC Airwaves earlier on tonight. And Xbox Power, indeed. So I hope everyone's listening in and having a blast talking to my calm, calm voice this week, instead of the whole ranting, raving, shouting at the top of my lungs type of voice. Yeah. Anyway, we'll go straight into. So I hope everyone's doing all right. Me, I've been. It's okay. Although today at work, it was just very, very, let's just say time has not been on my side as of recently, being that I have, I almost came in late for work. Actually, I was late for work, by about 3 minutes. Namely because I actually thought that, I came in and it was like, I thought I actually started at 1 today, but apparently I started at 12 today, so, so I came in waltzing in with my lunch, and I came in and it's like, Terry's at the tills and it's like, hey Terry, and it's like, oh, it's Mr. Punctual, always on time and whatnot. And he's like, what are you talking about? And then you go into the back and whatnot. And it's like, everyone's saying, hey, you made it! And it's like, what are you talking about? I'm always this early. And it's like, no, it's, look at the time. Look at what time your shift starts. And it's like, and I went, oh, shit. And I said it so loudly that everyone at the front actually heard me. In fact, the door was open, so obviously everyone just, like, went, whoa? And my manager was pissing himself laughing. when I said that, which was just, I don't know why I used shit. I should have said smeg, but obviously I was just like too, you know, one of those things. Yeah. So anyway. Oh boy, sorry. Obviously it's one of those days. Nights, weeks, months, years. Where shit happens. So anyway. We're gonna go straight into Sonic News Rewind then, and to play us in, we've got some smooth tunes from a very cool movie. Being out of Austin Powers. International Man of Mystery. Yes. And this is the Soul Bossa Nova tune. You know, the da, 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 you know, that one. So, hope you enjoy this, and I'll be on the other side for Turbo's Turbo Drive Live Sonic News Rewind segment on SSR. Yes. So, see you in a bit. Welcome back, it's time for Sonic News Rewind on Turbo Drive Live, only in Sega Sonic Radio. And there's a lot on the plate, yes. Not only my food plate, but on the news plate as well, yeah. So, yeah, here we go. Why am I humming Ghosts and Goblins theme entrant, you know, beginning music. It's crazy. Right, on the main page this week we've got the Sonic Mega Mix hack. That was gonna hack, I think, the original Sonic the Hedgehog, I think, has been uncancelled. I didn't even know it was cancelled. Basically, I never focus on the hacks and fan games of the Sonic community, sadly. I just don't see it as official stuff. Right. Right. Another thing about well, this time of Sonic fan game, being that Sonic XG's creator, Christian Whitehead, in an interview done by Slingerland of all people. What was it? A secret was revealed in Wacky Workbench. In Sonic CD, posted by Slingerland as well. Don't know why. Obviously, it's kind of an odd place for a secret, ain't it? Yeah. But hey. The voting has started for the biggest tool for the wear paper crafts and be a tool competition at Slingerland popped through. I haven't checked who the entries are, so I'll need to check that out. Tommy Tallarico gets quizzed on Sonic and the Black Knight with his contributions to the game. Musical contributions, of course. On eBay, there was a bid going on for a Sonic the Hedgehog goblet glass for his related to the 10th anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog. And guess who won it? Just take a wild guess. I'll give you a big clue. He has a hat. And he loves merchandise. Yeah, he is none other than our own Adam T-Bird Tuff. Yes, he got it. He won it. I know, because I saw his username on the winning page. And I was like, yep, typical Adam. Yep. So, yeah. Like it was said before, Sonic Shorts Volume 5 is out. Yeah, Sega's official blog in the States, anyway, the state version, Sega of America's official blog has uploaded the artworks, or has started uploading artworks of the failed entries for the Sonic and the Black Knight artist competition that was going on. And there were a couple of entries that I thought would have been cool to be in the game as, like, you know, fan art and whatnot. So, that kind of sucks. There was two new trailers that hit the internet for Sonic and the Black Knight. And apparently the Japanese Nintendo channel updates with a new version of a new video featuring a longer version of Night of the Wind, which is alright. Sonic Universe number 1 has debuted in state shops or comic shops, anyway. So yeah, which is continuing off from where Sonic X ended. The Sonic X comic series, which sucked, by the way. It's like pointless. Sonic X sucks balls. The Project Ringo's kind of like mystery has still continued, being that they've changed the announcement date to the 24th of, well, People are thinking it's the 24th of the 7th. Which is kind of, well, it's kind of, you know, a good fair bits away. Because it can't be 247, you know. So, yeah. So, anyway, another Fanatics page was put up, this time returning to return to Chemical Plant. Kind of like, it looks like a sprite. Yeah, it kind of like, looks like a sprite artwork, which is cool. And here's a story that many people were going apeshit about. In a recent interview with Black Knight's producer, Tetsu Katano, he was saying that he was given hints that the Werehog may return in a sequel to Sonic Unleashed, if there was a sequel, which, in all right, there might be a sequel. Who knows? Honestly, in my personal opinion, I really don't want to see another Sonic Unleashed. Actually, I don't want to see another, Sonic Unleashed game. Like that style. I want them to try something else. You know, shake it up again. You know, try to rethink their goals instead of just sticking to that gun there and keep on firing it, which I don't think is a good idea. And this time, just take as long as they need, because apparently that was the main problem with Sonic Unleashed, again, is that they didn't have enough time. You know? It's like, start a project now, work on it, you know? And then work on it for, like, 5 years. You know, do it. You know, don't just leave it to the last minute. I mean, come on. That's something that EA would do. You know, not in all honesty, Sega should be doing. Excuse me. T-Bird put up a interview with Archie artist Matt Herms. He was with the Archie's comic book series, and T-Bird got a chance to interview the man, which is kind of cool. And he even talks about beards. It's kind of weird. And finally, now I don't know if you noticed this on Sonic Stadium, but apparently the biggest Sonic community event that happened last year in August has been finally given a date. I'm talking about Summer Sonic 09. Summer Sonic 2009 has been confirmed for Saturday, the 29th of August in London, UK. So, yeah. Gives you enough time to set up travel arrangements and whatnot to go to Summer Sonic 2009 this year. If you didn't go last year, you better go this year. Yeah. I mean, if you're in the UK area, obviously, it's best to, it'll be a blast. I kid you not, it will be a blast. Yeah, I mean, many people in the States, especially in Texas, they'll have the Screwtac Gaming Convention, the SGC, to go to, which will be a hell of a lot bigger, obviously, because that broadens to all gamers, not just one fan base. But it, you know, like myself, I would love to go to SGC, but it's too far away and it's too expensive, and I'm not gonna, you know, be saving up for months on end, you know, to go to a gaming convention like SGC, or any gaming convention, or even an anime convention overseas that I would love to go to, like MAGFest, or any of the other, or Comic-Con, or anything like that. But, no, Summer Sonic is my convention, and I want to go to the convention that I like. You know, with a lot of stuff to it, whatever. But no, Summer Sonic last year for me was just one of the most memorable, days of my life. For me, anyway. Yeah. And it probably was for a lot of people, obviously. And I would love to go back. And I am going back. Well, shadow of a doubt. Yeah. And you people listening in, if you are from the UK, fair enough, you have no reason. You have no reason to not go to London this year and go to Summer Sonic. There, you have no reason whatsoever. So you better go to Summer Sonic, or else I'll kick your ass. Nah, I'm just kidding. But, no. So, yeah. So anyway, that's all the Sonic news this week, which is pretty cool. V'ger and Earthar is having a spat in the IRC chat room about people who work in the weekends and people who just lie in. Me, I'm kind of like half and half. It's like, I work on the weekends, but I also lays in. Kinda. I work on the Saturday a lot, anyway. So, anyway, that's it for this week for Sonic News Rewind. Which is alright. Obviously, you don't see the enthusiasm in my voice, mainly because I'm trying to, you know, be quiet as possible for the little people. Oh, dear God. And also other guests that are sleeping here tonight. I hate it. I hate that. I hate it when people just come in and, you know, and just, you know, expect everything to be sound and quiet, which is absolute bollocks. Bollocks, I tell you. But anyway, moving on. Right, yeah, so anyway, I was, you know, earlier this week, I was really, really getting to, well, obviously, I've been helping, what was it, Earthar, all the other guys, you know, trying to get achievements in Team Fortress 2, which we were playing again, and we were playing it for fun tonight for about 2.5 hours, or 3 hours, two and a half hours, and we were having a good laugh. It was me, Earthar, V'ger, Blake Draco, and Sonic, Kev, AUK. So, yeah. We were all having a blast. We were all having a laugh. Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually, yeah. I mean, obviously, I was kicking their butts, they were kicking mine, so it was kind of like an even contest. I was always on the, well, I was mostly on the team that had two people on it. And sometimes I would get a couple of wins, then I would lose, and yeah. Oh yeah, and also Strata as well, who joined in at the end. Really, he only played like about two or three matches, and yeah, he wasn't there for long. So yeah. Oh, sorry. Obviously, fatigue. Yeah, I'm just looking at the what was it? Entries of the be a tool in contest thing, which obviously it's kind of weird, some of them. So yeah. dear. In fact, one was even a a YouTube video of the them using the paper cutouts. It was just crazy. But anyway. I think it's time for another musical break that will take us into Turbo's First Impressions. Yes. So yes, I will do that right now. Right. Up next, we've got... I felt like a James Bond kind of like mood this week. So he has Golden Eye, done by Tina Turner. The theme song for the film, Golden Eye. Enjoy your Pepsi Max or Pepsi or Coke or whatever you drink, and have it shaken, not stirred. Or stirred, not shaken. Because it's a very fizzy drink, and it might burst in your face. Which would be hilarious. Yes. Enjoy.
Reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and never a shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, he'll do what I please. Golden eye, sweetness, but a bitter kiss will bring him to his knees. You'll never know how I watch you from the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. The tears I cried, but now my time has come, and time is not on your side. See him move through smoke and mirrors, feel his presence in the crowd. Other girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye,
train, take me to the spot. GoldenEye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You'll never know how I watched you from the shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time.
Turbo's First Impressions. Right, it's time for Turbo's First Impressions on Turbo Drive Live. And this week's First Impressions, game-wise, again, it's... obviously, it's not... It's... Well, actually, I could talk about one of the newer games that just came out. Yeah... And this is a true first impressions of this game. It's a multi-format game for the next generation consoles, of being that the 360 and PS3. It has little to no information, but the publisher is the same publisher who released Two Worlds. Yeah. And if you haven't guessed yet, it was released 2 weeks ago, not this Friday, not this past Friday, but the Friday before that, being that of the game X-Blades. I gave this a shot at work. I was tempted, I was very tempted in buying it, because it basically has a hot anime chick in it. Which I am shameful to admit to, but after playing about like a half an hour of it, I'll tell you basically. Well, the story is you play as this treasure hunter. I haven't a clue who her name is. I didn't even catch it at all. It's like going on a date. It's like blind date. I didn't catch her name. Yeah. I think her name is Ayumi, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, you play as this treasure hunter girl who wields, sword, you know, gun blades. And it's like, here we go. Gun blades. This is dual gun blades we're talking about here as well. And, yeah, basically, this is your kind of, like, cross-hybrid of Devil May Cry and, well, it's mainly got a lot of Devil May Cry aspects to it, with the blades and the guns, anyway. And also buying new stuff with the enemy souls that you get for in the game. For killing off enemies, of course. And you use these souls to buy extra you know, upgrades to your blade, like your melee combat, which is obviously using your blades, or your weapon combat, which is your guns on the blades. But you can also use it to learn learn magic abilities, like learning like how to use fireballs or freeze enemies or whatever, you know. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh, cool, you know, it's pretty alright, you know, it's pretty alright. But as time went by, not much was being told about this game. And it kind of, like, fell into obscurity. And then suddenly it just appeared out of nowhere. And, many people were kind of confused about this game a little bit. Now, I was giving it a shot this past Monday, I believe I gave it a shot. And after about 10 minutes into it, or about 20 minutes into it, I was just thinking, this is absolutely retarded. I mean, I was going through the entire game. I was going through the game, and I was like, what? Yeah. Apparently, it's not much of an exploration game at all. Or it's nothing in the way of, like, Devil May Cry. Because I loved Devil May Cry. I loved Devil May Cry 4. But it did have its problems, obviously, with the fixed camera angles and whatnot. X-Blades is kind of like, you know, it's supposed to be like a cross between, you know, the Devil May Cry series and Lara Croft, being that the whole treasure hunter thing. But in all honesty, it doesn't succeed in having a happy medium between, you know, those two kind of like different gameplay styles. So it just ends up being a very boring hack and slash shoot 'em up. At the end of the day, because I was going through the tutorial level, and it's like, okay, fair enough, you know, it's okay, you know, get to the boss in the temple, you know, go around, kick his ass, you know, and whatnot. But it just took so long. It's like, it was just like dire, absolutely dire. It was even worse when you had this, like, entity that was kind of like a big ball of light and whatnot. Which in fact, it was actually ice. It was like cold energy. And whenever it kind of, like, hit you, you'd freeze, you know, you would have ice all over your body, you know. Which kind of, like, hindered your abilities for shooting, using melee attacks, jumping, whatever. But that was one of the problems that I had, is like trying to defeat stuff like that with the limited magic abilities and whatnot that I had at my disposal, you know, in a tutorial level for no matter what. Yeah, as I went through it, I beat the first boss, and it goes into the next level, and it's, you know, a big open plain, with ruins in it as well. And here come some enemies, and it's like, oh, okay, fair enough, let's take care of these. Went through, and it's like, took care of the first wave, then the second wave, then the third, then the fourth, then the fifth, second, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, 13th, it just kept on going and 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 going. And then it finished that kind of like range of animals that were in it, or creatures. It's like, oh cool, finally, yeah. Wonder where I can go next. It's like, then suddenly it's like, new species appeared. And it's like, what? You know. And now is this other group of monsters coming my way. And it's like, oh my god. And it's like, keep going, and yeah, it's like going through tons and tons. And I was just using my blades. I was just button bashing. I was button pushing my blades all the time, and I was like, yeah. And it's like, it was taking forever to do. And I swear, it was annoying the crap out of me. So yeah. So once I got through it, I eventually gotten past all of them, all the monsters. And then it said level complete, or level cleared. And I was like, what, that's it? It's just an endurance? It's just an fucking endurance level? Are you fucking shitting me? You know? It's like, why? Why? Why did you just make it like that? And that was just, that really kicked in the kind of like, this game is shit-o-meter. You know, it's kicked it into high gear and just like, phew! Is it really ding? There you go. Full max. And I was like, this game is absolutely appalling. You know. In terms of gameplay. Because it's not good. It's not that good at all. It's absolutely abysmal. You know, it makes Devil May Cry 4 much more appealing, in fact. I mean, hell, even Bloody Palace mode didn't have as many enemies. It's like that second level alone in X-Blades was possibly the equivalent of like the first 10 levels of Bloody Palace. And I was like, you've got to be shitting me. Really, you've got to be fucking shitting me that I just spent like nearly 20 to 30 minutes in one level just killing enemies constantly over and over and over again. And I was bored shitless, I tell you. I was bored shitless out of my mind. And the only gratifying thing that was in that freaking game was the character. That's it. Nothing more. It was that appalling. There's another game that's like that as well. On the Xbox 360, that has the exact same problem. Exact same problem. And I'll talk about that in a wee while as well. But initially, my first impressions of X-Blades for the Xbox 360, and also it's also on the PlayStation 3 as well, but I was playing the Xbox 360 version. I was just going through it, and I was just getting bored of all of it. It was just, there wasn't anything in the way of, like any platforming elements to it at all. That's what I was thinking. It was going to be a hack and slash shoot 'em up platformer, or an action adventure game. But it wasn't an action adventure game. It wasn't at all. It was a very abysmal action adventure game by the looks of it. You know, it was quite appalling, and I I now know that it's not, it, that's, it's like, I was interested, but now I am totally thrown off by that game just because of the very first couple of levels. I mean, in the next level that I went, after going through that entire endurance of that room of people, it's like, it goes into another open space with a big giant, you know, well, like, giant thing in the middle of it that spouts fireballs at you. And I'm constantly hacking at this and doing magic attacks and earthquake attacks and God knows what else at this fucking thing, and it just would not just stay the fuck down. You know, so I was really getting pissed off at this moment, and I just thought, no, this is absolutely shit. This is shit. It should not have been made. It should be burned in hell. It should go to the deepest, darkest pits of oblivion, not the game, just oblivion, and be buried alive. Because the game is that terrible. So I advise you to stay away from X-Blades. If you have X-Blades, get rid of it now, because it is going, to piss you off a whole lot of what it, from what I can guess from what I've played from, it's just going to get even harder and annoying and frustrating. And really, if I want to know the storyline, I'll just look up videos on YouTube. Because I bet there is one sad motherfucker who's going to play that game and get all the cutscenes in the game and show us the story. You know. And, I'm not going to talk, I'm not going to, you know, mind that game just to find out the story. Because I think the story might be okay. Like, if they had this in an anime style, like an actual, because that's what it is. It's basically an anime, it's like an anime style kind of game, just like what Afro Samurai is, just like what Dragon Ball Z is, just like what Dragon Quest is, just like what Blue Dragon was. You know, it had its kind of like anime cartoonish style, and it was the same for X-Blades as well. But no, the gameplay is appalling in X-Blades, and that is the biggest letdown in this game. Is that it's a rip-off of Devil May Cry, and it just did not work. It did not work for me. And that's my first impressions for this week. Just stay away from X-Blades. It's too expensive for what kind of quality it's in. I mean, the quality in the game is really abysmal. It is. It's absolutely abysmal. So anyway, I think everyone's died now because I've been talking about this abysmal game. That's my new word for this week. Abysmal. Yes. Alright. Right, no one's sending any requests, so they don't want to be listening to Sonic Music this week. They want to be talking to me. Unless people have been sending stuff to my email address, which I'm going to check right now. And, else? No one's sent anything, which is normal, really. Yeah, it tends to be the norm. Yes. So that's Turbo Source Impressions there. Gonna be talking about something else. Now, like I said last week, I was talking about the Pure Time Trials pack that was released for Mirror's Edge. And I eventually just said, it's like, right, I'm going to trade it in and get rid of it. Because, frankly, the time trials are very, very, very annoying. So annoying, in fact, that I just thought, yeah, it's not worth it, trying to perfect Mirror's Edge again. So I gave up. Started playing other games, including Dead or Alive 4 again, which is kind of weird. And with a good enough help, I would like to admit, yes, I did get some help from a couple of people who were ranked A in the rankings, or at least A+. And they allowed me to gain their experience in the, well, in the game. And, which was very generous of them. And I thank them very, very much for letting me get that 30-point achievement that I just needed to round off what I could have gotten from Mirror's Edge. Which was the 30 points from getting 75 stars in time trials, and also the 90 star achievement, which would get me 100 points, which was gonna be no chance in hell. And then I did a couple of other things, like going back to Wick Fable of Souls, complete the story mode for that. Then for another 20G, that was for 20G. Then for another 20G, I went back to one of my most hated Xbox 360 titles, Spider-Man 3. It was another abysmal game. So buggy as hell. And I was like, you know, trying to get 20G from doing all the bomb squad trials or runs or whatever. It was a bit of a challenge in some of the later ones, but eventually did it. There weren't many. There was only like 8 missions, and it was all right. You know, so I got another 20G for that, and then 10G was from playing Doom online multiplayer, by playing, getting 100 kills in multiplayer, and that got me another 10G. And I also helped Earthheart with that, because he helped me with that as well. So thank you very much, Earthheart, who is not in the IRC chat just now. He left. He has work tomorrow, which is the norm for him, sadly, which kind of sucks. But yeah. Also, what was it? So yeah, when I evened everything out, it came out, my game score was 29,000. I just thought, oh, 29,000, dear God. Yeah, I wish I could have, I wish I could get another 1,000 so I could just even it out to 30,000. And then it hit me. Obviously I traded in Mirror's Edge. Got £6 for it, but it was all right. It wasn't that bad. But when I went in, traded it in and whatnot, I found a copy, the only copy in our store of TMNT, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the game based on the movie. And it's quite based to the movie, but not 100%. But I gave that a shot, and apparently it was, again, like what people were reporting online, it was the easiest 1,000 gamer score games in the 360 catalog. The most easiest one being Avatar, The Legend of Aang, The Burning Earth, which I got personally myself quite a while ago and did it in like 60 seconds, less than 60 seconds. And I also gave Earthheart, not Earthheart, Thrungus, the copy of my Avatar, Burning Earth, and he was, you know, he got the easiest 1,000 gamer score as well. But no, now with the TMNT achievements, it's now, you know, 30,000 points, my grand total gamer score, which I think is just absolutely amazing, you know. So, yeah. Well, apparently I've gotten offline. Oh dear. Yeah. So I would just continue on for this. Yeah. Problems. I just got disconnected. Yeah. The server is blown. The server is blown up, which is not good. It's trying to keeps trying to connect. So, anyway, I'm gonna continue on with this. So yeah. Anyway, I'll just pop on a few tracks for you. Play a little bit of Motorhead, King of Kings. Play that, and also play a bit of. What is it? Dear. Transformers the movie. You got the touch. 1980 whatever version. Yeah, try to get that. So enjoy these, and I'll see you whenever, as I try to figure out what the hell's going on.
Behold the king, the king of kings. On your knees, dog. Echo loud in the place of their death. their final breath, they hail the King, the King of Kings.
Tuned into Turbo Drive Live on Sega Sonic Radio.
You got the touch. You got the power.
Again, but apparently I'm not online, so the remaining of the broadcast will be recorded for listeners who missed out on what I was saying. So anyway, as it's constantly giving me an error message saying that I'm disconnected, and I'm not. I'm fully connected. I'm fully on MSN, on Skype. I'm even still in the IRC chat room. So yeah, and apparently ResinSD is the only person who's actually listening to the 24/7 stream right now, but I ain't, which is weird, very weird. So weird, in fact, that the Twilight Zone itself is probably moving ever closer. So yeah, this is going to be fun. And I can't even get onto Sonic Stadiums, Sega Sonic Radio. I can't get onto any of the TSS websites right now. All the sites are down. For me. So apparently there's something wrong with the TSS server, SSR server, everything's wrong. So I'm just gonna carry on talking, I guess. TMNT was just so easy. It was like the easiest 1000 I've ever had, and it's like, for 1000G, it was pretty impressive. I mean, the game itself was kind of easy. I mean, it was pretty easy to just trying to understand now. That's freaky. ResinSD is thinking that it may be the our service provider's Tiscali website just packing up a bit, which I think is absolutely bullshit, because I can probably go onto Tiscali's website right now and that's working. Tiscali is working for me. And I can probably go on to YouTube. It's like, yeah, can go onto YouTube, no problem. Go on to ScrewAttack. Is it? Yep. On ScrewAttack, I'm on ScrewAttack.com. Is it Game FAQs? I'm on Game FAQs. But Sonic Stadium is back. Yay! Ah, dear. Yay! Hello again. Yeah, so anyway. So yeah, anyway. Sorry about that. Yeah, apparently we're back now. Yeah, got that. Yeah. It was kind of weird. Very weird indeed. I hope I didn't lose my recording file. Because that would be crap if I was, like, talking to myself and it wasn't recording. It should be still here, actually. If not, I'm going to cry. What's the date just now? What's the first? I don't know. Yes, I think it has. Yeah, I think it has, like, stopped indefinitely. Yeah, it stopped recording. Which is kind of crap. Yeah, so this is gonna be a two-parter. Or I'm actually gonna fuse the two together, actually. So, yeah. What a low. Yeah. That was fucked up. Really, it was fucked up. So anyway, I was talking about TMNT, and, oh, the status screen has changed. Okay. Have a look at that. It's like how it doesn't hit. Actually, it hasn't changed for itself. Strange. Anyway. So yeah, that was kind of weird. As such. So yeah, anyway, I was talking about TMNT and whatnot. And it was pretty easy 1000 gamer score. It's like the levels themselves are pretty easy to 1000. And so yeah. Right. It's like it did have footage in it did have footage from the film in the game, but it was crap, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, apparently, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was that is something that's weird. Apparently, obviously, the information is showing the 24/7 stream, but not the live casts stream just now. So obviously, it's kind of weird. Yes, it is kind of weird. So anyway, so hopefully, I think things will go fine eventually. But nevertheless, we'll just continue with that. So yeah, this is totally, yeah, this is a show that's fucked up. Fucked up in general.
Yes.
Of course, I'll be editing this into one thing as well, so that'll be funny as hell. But yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I was going through the game, and obviously, when you complete the game, obviously you've got all these coins. You get all these coins depending on how what grade you get in the level that you just did, and it could be an A to an A plus and whatnot. It's like lowest I've ever had. I didn't get an A or an A plus in one of my levels in the story mode for TMNT, and I got a B for it, namely because I didn't do enough combo attacks or combo moves, and I was like, all right, fair enough, you know, not too fussed, because pretty much the achievements for TMNT are all story progression. And two of them are just basically completing a level without taking a hit and collecting your first coin in the game, which is basically you just clear the level with an A ranking and then go back, do the level again, and then collect the coin that's in the game. And it's very easy. Very easy in doing that. And yeah, I just did it in like five hours, I think it took me. Yeah. Which was the average time of how people completed the game and get 1,000 game score. Because apparently everything else, like the media, there's no achievements for the media part of the game. There's nothing for the bonus stuff. There's nothing for the challenge maps. You unlock challenge maps and they don't even have achievements with them, you know, which is good because I don't want to go through challenge maps. Not after fucking Mirror's Edge. So yeah, I returned it today and traded in TMNT, got some pound for it, which is basically the price of how much I spent in, you know, put like in cash, £7. So really, you know, I pretty much got my money back. So yeah. Alright. Yeah, I'm gonna try and play some stuff here. Because I'm getting bored and I want to do something different. Yeah, very slow tonight. Yep, very slow indeed. Do. Oh. Yeah. Play a little Ungravitify for you. With an electro beat to it. The electro extended one from the Shooting Star Story album that was released for the game. So, yes. So, enjoy. Enjoy. I'm gonna go get some more. Hey, welcome back. It's time. It's me again. Back for Total Drive Live. Yeah, obviously, things have fucked up big time. Obviously, oh man, I can't believe this happened at all. It's been very spontaneous. Very spontaneous. For me, anyway, you know. And yeah, this was like ultimately, it was the ultimate spontaneous moment in SSR history, for me anyway, for Total Drive Live history anyway, where everything just dropped big time. Yeah, so yeah, damn, that was just like, whew. Whoa. So, yeah. It was just one of those days. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So anyway, yeah, there's not really much else I can talk about, except for tomorrow is going to be make or break for me in this year's Rex Factor 2008, or this past year's Rex Factor 2008. And the results get announced tomorrow on the return of Radio Redux on Segasonic Radio with the fourth season. I think it's the fourth season. Yeah, it is the fourth season. And so yeah. So my entry, I don't know. I swear to God, I don't know if I even. I don't think I even won. I don't think I won at all. If I'm in the middle and I didn't lose, if I intentionally didn't lose, like, yeah, if I didn't intentionally lose in the competition, then I'll be happy. I'll be happy because I wouldn't be going to Summer Sonic as a jackass and having to sing a forfeit song in any way. I mean, I can sing any other humiliating song. Hell, I can probably sing, like, I don't know, like a Sonic R track, anything, you know, anything except, you know, DK rap, because I didn't mean to. It's like the whole kind of like take it to the fridge. It was supposed to mean take it to the bridge, you know, thing that was in my entry. It wasn't supposed to be like a DK thing. It wasn't a reference to DK. At all. It didn't mean to be, but apparently people took it as that. But I just hope to God I didn't get loose. I swear, if I've lost on a technicality or something like that, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I mean, sure, I'm gonna go to I'm going to SOS. No doubt about it. But I don't want to be going there as a loser of Rex Factor and going to sing a forfeit with a random person from the other division. It's going to be pretty bad. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway. ShadowFox04 has requested a couple of things from the OC Remix Sonic 2 album. I'm only going to play one of his tracks, mainly because it's getting close to the show, end of the show, so I just want to talk for the next 5-10 minutes. Really, so. But hey, Shadow Fox, you know, always there's always next episode. So yeah, Yeah, Blitzcris with the Weevil and Bob thingy. Reference to that Weevil and Bob thingy. It's like, take it to the fridge. Look out for the walrus. What? didn't see that in a Weevil and Bob episode. Yeah. But anyway. No, it's just, yeah. I am pretty nervous of what the results is gonna be. I'm really not sure. I just hope to God I don't lose. I swear to God. Cause that would be very embarrassing. Very embarrassing indeed. It's like, if I did lose, what would I do? What would I do? I don't know. I'd probably eat a shoe. I've got so many shoes available. I was just like, right, okay. It's like, I'm gonna eat my own shoe. it's like, oh man. I don't know. I mean, it'll be a laugh and a half if I did loss. I did lose. I mean, if I drew with someone, you know, it's like, if I drew in the middle, that's fine. I can accept that. I can accept, like, drawing in the kind of, like, middle of the table. Like, I was in the mid. In, like, the mid section. But, yeah, so, but anyway. I'm seriously getting nervous, you know, about Rex Factor. It's gotta be a nightmare. It's going to be an absolute nightmare on Sunday, listening to the results. it's just as bad as fucking X Factor, for Christ's sake. You know, it's like X Factor. It's like, this is gonna be terrible. Anyway, so anyway, well, I think I'm gonna call it a night now. So I am going to find out what schedules are on the Sonic's on the SSR webpage. Now, obviously, you've got myself. Obviously you got myself at 11 o'clock every Saturday. Rory has yet to say when he'll be coming back for season. EC Airwaves, obviously you won't get him next week, V-Ger, because he does his fortnightly, and he already did his one this week, so it'll be this Saturday, whatever. That you'll be hearing them again. And of course, Blitzcris is right after me, is right after the show, with Blitz and Pieces, tonight. Although I'll probably not be able to listen in this time around, being that I will be editing this thing together and plastering the two halves together, which I didn't do in the early days because I didn't have the knowledge or the know-how to actually paste two soundtracks, the two files together. But, nope, I do have that technology now, and I will use it to my fullest. So, I'll give you... Oh, Radio Redux. Radio Redux will hopefully start at 7 p.m. I think. Kev said he was gonna put it on. 7 p.m. GMT, or UK time, whatever. So that would be 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, or whatever the fuck. It is 11. 7 p.m. GMT for Radio Redux tomorrow night,16 hours from now. Yeah, it's anyway. Yeah, I'm talking about my shows most of the time. It's totally crap. But yeah. Sorry. I should really start to sleep more. Really, I should. And stop staying up all night and watching movies. it's not good for me. But anyway, I think that is me for tonight and this week. Don't forget, I am here every Saturday at 11 p.m. GMT, only on Sega Sonic Radio. In my eyes, I think, obviously, that Turbo Drive Live is the longest episodic live cast in Sega Sonic Radio, in SSR history. So, yeah. If you don't believe, I had a quick glance over the past shows and past episodes of other people, and I think I have surpassed each series that has been on Sega Sonic Radio, even that of one of the greatest shows on the Sega Sonic Radio lineup, being that of the Sonic Hour, because obviously the Sonic Hour, it's had the most seasons, but it hasn't had the most episodes, from what I can gather. I don't know if it's gotten into the hundreds and whatnot, but I haven't really checked fully. So, but anyway, I'm keeping the title, yeah. Just like my WWE titles. Yeah. So anyway. Right, so I'm gonna go to sleep now. Thanks very much for listening. Hope you tune in next week as well. Don't forget, Sunday night, right after the show, you've got Blitz Chris with Blitz and Pieces. And then you've got myself. Not myself. Kev. Kev and Ava. With Radio Redux tomorrow, 7 p.m. GMT on Sega Sonic Radio. And I forgot, it was actually Echo Hawk's birthday yesterday, or on Saturday. So happy birthday to Echo Hawk, obviously fiance to Kevin Ava. Hope she's celebrating her 21st birthday, I believe it is. So it's pretty cool. So yeah, well, I'm gonna leave the show out with Shadow Fox 04's request for Hilltop Heaven from the OC Remix Sonic 2 album, and I'm gonna leave you with that, and I'm gonna see you next week, same time, same channel, only here on on Sonic Stadium's Sega Sonic Radio. Good night, people, and see y'all next week. Take care.
Triple Drive Live.
Only on Sega Sonic Radio.
The number one source for Sonic music.